Hi. Okay, so what happened with this case was I went to the property. I was there at like 4:30 on Friday. And this dog had like wounds to the face, you know, scratching wounds. So I think she might have maybe started with mange or something, but it wasn't as bad because it wasn't the whole body. And then she was scratching herself from the head down, so the face was swollen. And she was like underweight, very much underweight. I would say out of a 5 body score, she was like a 2. And she was just lying there. I mean, she was still responsive when I was there. She was responsive, and I actually thought I didn't she didn't to me she didn't look like a dog that was gonna pass now, because she was still, you know, kicking and responsive. Because when she heard I came into the yard, she still lifted her head to look. I figured she was just lying there because it's cold. And yeah, and then I checked her gums. Her gums color was fine. It wasn't dark pink, but it wasn't like there is no blood in the gums, because when you put your finger there and you take it away, the blood flows slowly, but it flows. Instead of 3 seconds, like it takes 5 to 6 seconds for the blood to flow back completely. She wasn't cold because I felt her inner thighs. She wasn't feeling cold at all. But I at least got the owners to say they're gonna sign the dog over. And that's why I asked if control could send out someone, the night shift inspect collections officer, to come and fetch the dog. And then obviously have the dog put down. Yeah, but that was there was the only concerning thing for me was obviously the swollen face, and then she's had these scabs in her face, but you could see it's her scratching herself, and then the fact that she was underweight. I didn't she to me she didn't personally look like a dog that was gonna die after I left, because if I had known that or seen the signs of that, I would have immediately taken the dog and asked if I can have it put down, but she didn't give me any of those vibes. And then later the night, I can't specifically remember, but I know I was phoned by the controller on duty, and she told me, listen, this dog, what happened again? Then she told me, listen, the Andisile or someone is supposed to go and fetch the dog, but the owners are now saying the dog was passed away, and for safety reasons, we suggested that, okay, if the dog has passed away, can we rather not have the body, so that we can be certain the dog has died? Because we now don't know if the owners in the meantime changed their mind to say no, they don't want to surrender the dog anymore. Because I did explain to them that the dog won't be coming back. At first, they seemed like, okay, no, it's fine. The dog's suffering. We don't want her to suffer. But you know, you never know, because you might, you know, people sometimes, yes, it's fine. You can have the dog. And then the minute you leave, no, you can't have the dog anymore. So it was one of those cases. I was actually surprised when I got the call to say that the dog had died. And I also still phoned the owner to ask, did the dog die? And he said, yes. And then I told him, okay, rather give the body to be, and then I said, you're not allowed to bury the dog in your yard in any case, so rather give the body to the collections officer, which he did. But I did also issue a notice to say that they must, obviously in future reference, take the dog or the animals to a vet and not wait that long. But he also told me that he did have stuff that he got previously from some other vet or something that he used for the dog. But I said to him that obviously, clearly, it wasn't working. He must try a different method, or just from now on take the animals to the vet so that they can tell them, listen, this is the story, this is what's happening. So, yeah, sorry for the long voice note.